KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies, 18 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen on the check of the latest area news, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Topping local news, a building in downtown Atlantic was evacuated last night after a huge portion of a brick wall collapsed onto the sidewalk below, causing a section of the sidewalk to also collapse. The incident was reported around 6:50 p.m.
The southeast corner of 5th and Chestnut got a call of loud noise, and they come up here and partial wall have collapsed on the outside of the building. So at this point, we're evacuating the building.
That's Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson, who estimated 2 to 3 tons of brick fell from a section of wall about 20 to 30 feet wide and about 6 feet tall near the top of the building. The collapse showered bricks on the sidewalk. No injuries were reported. 3 people who lived on the second floor of the structure were evacuated. 5th Street was cordoned off from traffic as a safety precaution. The cause of the partial collapse had not been determined late Sunday night, but Erickson said it could have been anything from old mortar to water getting underneath the bricks, causing them to loosen and fall. An engineer will have to assess the damage and evaluate the building. Atlantic Jazzercise, which is located on the street level portion of the building at 500 Chestnut, is closed until the building's safety can be assessed. Atlantic police were assisted at the scene by the Atlantic Fire Department and Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon, along with the street department personnel who helped to set up some barricades. Police in Red Oak report 42-year-old Nicole Suzanne Brayton of Red Oak was arrested just before 6 p.m. Sunday. Brayton was taken into custody in the 1000 block of East Coolbaugh Street for domestic abuse assault and was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an initial court appearance. Council Bluffs police said over the weekend they were investigating a possible attempted abduction that occurred Sunday around 11:10 a.m. outside of the Burger King restaurant on West Broadway in Council Bluffs. The suspect, a 30- to 40-year-old heavy-set adult male with facial hair who was wearing a plaid jacket, blue jeans, and a jersey with the number 9 on it, grabbed a 27-year-old female from Council Bluffs by the arm and tried to get her to come with him. The woman was able to get away from the man. The suspect then fled the scene in a gray vehicle, possibly a Chevy or Ford sedan, which was parked in the parking lot. A surveillance video still frame image of the suspect can be seen under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The female victim suffered a minor injury to her arm but did not require medical attention. Anyone with information regarding the case is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4716 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 328-7867. Sheriff's deputies in Guthrie County Saturday arrested a Guthrie Center man on numerous sex-related offenses. 25-year-old James Lee Rasmussen faces charges that include felony sexual abuse in the third degree, felony enticing of a minor under 13 years of age by sexual abuse or exploitation, and 3 counts of dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to minors. Rasmussen was booked into the Guthrie County Jail and appeared before the magistrate. He was ordered held on $1,000 cash bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports a man from eastern Iowa's Jasper County was arrested Saturday afternoon on drug charges following a traffic stop. David Dugan of Newton faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, clonazepam and diazepam, possession of drug paraphernalia, and he was cited for driving under suspension. Dugan was arrested at around 2:30 p.m. and also cited for speeding and having no insurance. Well, police in Council Bluffs are searching for a man wanted in connection with an assault that occurred Saturday. Authorities have applied for warrants against 49-year-old Timothy James Ehlers of Council Bluffs. Those warrants charge him with false imprisonment, burglary in the third degree, aggravated domestic abuse, and violation of a restraining order. Ehlers also has 3 valid warrants for violation of a restraining order. He's wanted in connection with an incident that occurred just before noon Saturday in an apartment at 305 North 6th Street, where Ehlers allegedly assaulted his 28-year-old ex-girlfriend. Authorities say Ehlers forced his way into the woman's apartment, threatened her with a firearm and knife during the assault, and refused to let her leave or call police. When the victim was finally able to call 911, Ehlers fled and officers were unable to locate him. The victim had minor injuries for which she was treated at a local hospital. Ehlers was said to be about 6 feet 4 inches tall. He weighs around 240 pounds and was last seen wearing a blue coat, gray stocking hat, brown and blue snow boots and jeans. He's believed to be a transient and may be armed with a handgun and knife. You can see a picture of him under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if you happen to know where he is, you're asked to call 911. The Board of Supervisors in Cass County will meet at 1 o'clock today in their boardroom at the courthouse, and prior to the start of their regular session, the board will canvass the vote of last Tuesday's special election with regard to the Iowa Western Community College bond referendum. Unofficial results after Tuesday showed the bond measure was approved in Cass County by a vote of 197 yes to 60 no. During their regular session, which follows the canvass, the board will act on an annual consideration of construction evaluation resolution related to the construction of confinement feeding operations structures. That plan is also known as the Master Matrix. Producers and counties that file the resolutions must meet higher standards for a construction permit than other sites in other counties. In other business, the Board of Supervisors today will be presented with reports as available by the county attorney, the engineer, and mental health general relief coordinator. In our funeral announcements, Elraine K. McMillan, age 68, of Lamars and formerly of Audubon, died December 4th. A celebration of life for Elraine McMillan will be today at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. John Jack Waiton, age 94, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jack Waiton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Severs, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jackie Severs will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Alice Kaufman, age 90, of Audubon, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Alice Kaufman will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Lorraine Howell, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Lorraine Howell will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Clarabel Logaman, aged 87, of Sioux City and formerly of Messina, died Sunday in Sioux City. Services for Clarabel Logaman are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jean Leslie, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Leslie are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.